This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Bombshell tonight. Our Crime Online and Crime Stories team launching a brand new podcast, The Crime Alert Hourly Update. It's short and to the point. A 5-minute podcast where investigative reporters and experts cover the biggest breaking crime news, releasing at the top of the hour every day. In just 5 short minutes, you get the latest with real-time updates on high-profile criminal trials, missing people alerts, and developing crime stories as they happen. If you want the latest crime and justice news, listen to Crime Alert Hourly Update. And here's the latest episode, The Crime Alert Hourly Update. Follow it on your favorite podcast app. Take a listen. Crime Alert Hourly Update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Nicole Parton, a 15-year-old girl identified as Natalie Samantha Rupnow has been named as the shooter who tragically claimed the lives of a teacher and a student during a school shooting at a private K-12 institution in Madison, Wisconsin. Reports indicate that Rupnow faced significant challenges in her home life. The shooting occurred at the Abundant Life Christian School around 11 a.m. on Monday, but authorities have not yet disclosed a specific motive for the attack. Following the incident, 6 people were transported to local hospitals. Their injuries were varying from minor to critical. The identities of the victims have not yet been released. During a press briefing on Tuesday, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes suggested that Rupnow's actions might stem from a combination of factors and noted that investigators were interviewing students to ascertain if Rupnow had experienced bullying in the classroom.
Identifying a motive is our top priority, but at this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors. Again, we cannot share that information at this time because we do not want to jeopardize the investigation and those who are currently cooperating with us. All patient status remain unchanged. On the question of bullying, we're talking to students to understand whether bullying was one of those multiple factors that I mentioned earlier. Some have asked if people were specifically targeted. Everyone was targeted in this incident, and everyone was put in equal danger.
Court documents reviewed by the Washington Post reveal that Rupnow's family life was tumultuous. Her parents, Melissa and Jeff Rupnow, went through multiple divorces and remarriages, and their daughter was receiving therapy. Social media posts surfaced showing Rupnow at a shooting range posing with a firearm while wearing a T-shirt reminiscent of the apparel worn by Eric Harris, one of the perpetrators of the Columbine High School massacre in 1999. In the lead up to the tragic event, her father reportedly encouraged her to develop her firearm skills with a Facebook post showcasing her shooting clay targets at a gun club. The Rupnow family has had a complex custody agreement with the parents, initially divorcing in 2014 and sharing custody. They remarried in 2017, only to divorce again in 2020. And recent reports indicate they were in the process of yet another divorce as of 21. Chief Barnes cautioned against speculative narratives circulating online regarding the shooter's gender identity, urging the public to focus on the tragic nature of the event itself. Rupnow was a student at Abundant Life Christian School, which serves approximately 400 students and aims to provide a nurturing academic environment rooted in Christian values. More crime and justice news after this. And now to a bizarre mystery out of Alabama. An urgent missing child alert has been issued for 1-year-old Caleb Collins. That's as of Tuesday. According to an Alabama law enforcement agency, Caleb was last seen on September 4 in Winfield, Alabama. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office initially reported that he had been declared missing on December 9 following a tragic car accident. This accident occurred near the Glen area on County Road 73, as stated by Fayette County deputies. In that car accident, Caleb's 2-year-old sister, Riley Collins, and his father, 40-year-old Stephen Collins lost their lives. Caleb's mother, Wendy Bailey, was also in the vehicle and is currently in critical condition. According to the sheriff's office, authorities were informed the following day of the crash that the couple also had another child who was not accounted for. On December 11, Caleb's custodian, grandfather John Bailey, was arrested for failing to report the child missing. Investigators believe that Caleb had been missing for over 3 months, as outlined in the complaint, although initially they thought Caleb was missing from the tragic accident, prompting an area-wide search near the crash scene. His remains unaccounted for. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office and Alabama law enforcement agencies are actively pursuing this investigation. Anyone with information regarding Caleb's whereabouts is urged to contact deputies at 205-932-3205. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this crime alert, I'm Nicole Parton.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.